business.
Biotechnology. The fountain of youth. Smaller drug makers are enjoying a renaissance.
Between 2021 and 2023, two parts of the drug-making business were in contrasting states of health. An index of American big pharma rose by a third, outperforming the broader stock market thanks to robust sales of blockbuster drugs. One, made up of smaller biotechnology companies, sank by roughly as much, weighed down by rising interest rates and dissipating pandemic-era euphoria for all things medical. Unlisted biotech startups have, like most young firms, struggled to attract capital. Last year, they drew just $17 billion in investments, down from $37 billion 2 years earlier. Fewer went public, and more went bust. This year, the giants are still going strong. On April 30th, Eli Lilly, maker of a popular weight loss treatment, delivered another dose of strong quarterly results. On May 2nd, Novo Nordisk, a Danish rival with its own hit anti-obesity drug, did the same. Together, the two are worth $1.2 trillion, up from $350 billion 3 years ago. But biotech's vitals, too, are improving. That is good news for investors, patients, and the pharmaceutical industry as a whole. In the first 3 months of 2024, investors injected $5.1 billion into biotech startups, the most in 7 quarters. 8 companies have launched initial public offerings, or IPOs, since January, raising a combined $1.5 billion compared with $2.5 billion for all those that listed in 2023. Another 9 have sold themselves to larger drug makers for $1 billion or more, the busiest start to a year in a decade. In February, Novartis, a Swiss pharmaceutical titan, said it intended to buy Morphosis, a German cancer specialist, for $2.9 billion. The following month, AstraZeneca, a British-Swedish giant, acquired 2 biotech firms for over $3 billion. IQVIA, a research firm, expects $180 billion to $200 billion in biotech and pharma deals this year, up from $85 billion in 2022. One reason for the revival is the painful triage of the past 2 years. Many firms with bleak prospects were eliminated. The number of biotech bankruptcies in 2023 was the highest in a decade. Those that remain are sturdier on average. Their more down-to-earth valuations also make them more appealing takeover targets for cash-rich big pharma. 15 of the world's largest drug makers have a collective $800 billion at their disposal for mergers and acquisitions, IQVIA calculates. They are eager to put this money to use, especially as many of their lucrative patents are about to expire. In 2028, branded drugs with combined annual sales of $100 billion will lose intellectual property protection, reckons Evaluate, a data provider, putting this at risk from cheap generic alternatives. The equivalent figure averaged $33 billion over the past decade. At the same time, finding new cures is getting harder. Jack Scannell, boss of Etheros Pharmaceuticals, a biotech firm, has analyzed large drug makers' research and development, or R&D budgets, and regulatory approvals. He finds that in the 1960s, $1 billion in R&D, at 2008 prices, resulted in 10 or so new drug approvals. Today, the same $1 billion doesn't get you even one. Big Pharma's response has been to stick to marketing and distribution and outsource much of the innovating to the biotechnology sector. In 2023, 57% of all new drugs approved in America originated at small companies, up from 40% 8 years earlier. The upstarts are responsible for more than 3 in 4 new clinical trials in the early stages and 2 in 3 late-stage ones. Kasim Kutay, chief executive of Novo Holdings, which owns a controlling stake in Novo Nordisk and interests in other healthcare firms of all sizes, believes that nimbler biotech firms' singular focus on a particular disease area may give them better odds of success in drug development compared with sprawling big pharma. Those odds could improve still further thanks to artificial intelligence, or AI. Drug makers have toyed with machine learning for years. BCG, a consultancy, has identified about 200 firms founded in the past decade that use algorithms to find promising molecules. Many have little to show for it. Benevolent AI and Accenture, two buzzy startups from Britain, recently reported disappointing results from clinical trials for their AI-discovered drugs to treat eczema and cancer, respectively. However, recent rapid advances in AI raise hopes that it can make R&D more productive for real this time. Christoph Meyer of BCG predicts a wave of AI-derived drugs. In January, Isomorphic Labs, a startup spun off from Google's AI lab, signed deals with Eli Lilly and Novartis worth nearly $3 billion to use its platform to discover small molecule therapies. In April, Zaira, an AI drug discovery startup, raised $1 billion, one of the largest funding rounds in biotech history. In Silico, another hot AI-based startup, says that its software identified a new drug target and designed a molecule fit for human trials in only 18 months and at a cost of $2.7 million. That is a pittance compared with the billions Big Pharma spends these days on a portfolio of drugs, only 1 in 10 of which tends to get approved. If AI can reduce the failure rate even by a couple of percentage points, it could have a huge financial impact, says Pratap Kedkar, the boss of ZS, a health technology consultancy. That would be salutary for the biotech firms, Big Pharma, and plenty of patients, too.